Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation so you can be part of the solution. And I really, seriously, when you want to get involved, when you want to be part of the fix, if you would, then you need to get informed. I don't believe you have to be a specialist in that area, but you should at least know how to have the conversation. And I think that's where we blow it big time a lot of times. You just, again, I still say the same thing I've always said. As you see the latest heading that comes across your cell phone, and you think that that's truth. And I say that again. Look at it. Look at the stuff that you regurgitate. Look at the things you say. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, let's have some fun in this last hour. If you want to call this fun. Let's see how much I can put this together. Now, attachment therapists are sharing three surprising clinical observations, ready for this, about Gen X parents. Let's see how much they're going to beat on our parents or our parenting styles and skills and such. Right? Parenting is a profound journey filled with joy, challenges, and self-discovery, they say. And every generation kind of evolves. They have new parenting approaches, new behaviors. They say, things are changing around us all the time. Now, you heard Sonia earlier make fun of me being stuck in the 50s. I don't necessarily think I'm stuck in the 50s. What I'm stuck with is good old-fashioned discipline, good old-fashioned boundaries. This time-out thing hasn't worked. Look around you. This allowing your kids to believe they are who they are and say the things they want to say and be heard anytime they think they ought to be heard, it's not working. Right? The complexities now, it's just so much different. And they say, things like exploding in anger, not immediately shutting down into parental shame. Just going with the old standards. And when I say, why they call it, it's just like, when why is it that striking your child is always a beating? A swat to the butt is a beating? Seriously? I mean, they blow these words out. Now, one observation by one counselor is that the Gen X parents seem less inclined to seek out family therapy compared to their boomer counterparts. So he works with a lot of boomer parents in the family therapy content. And they do more than the Gen, they look more for help than the Gen Xers do. I don't know why that is. So I would go through this and say, look, in working with some of the Gen Xers and such, they seem to find things on the internet that they perceive as the right thing, are the right things to do. Because, you know, 50 moms went through the same thing, and this is what they did that seemed to help their kid. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting information. There's nothing wrong with stepping out to get info. But when it gets down to things, you know, that just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true, doesn't mean it's going to work. Your kid may have other things going on with them. And has it really worked? I'm just asking questions. I'm not saying that what you're doing is wrong. Right? But what I'm saying to you is that just because there's a newer version of something, a new way to look at something, society has changed. We have to allow our kids to have more of a say in their life. At 5? At 8? Right? I mean, really? I mean, there's no denying that some of the boomers say they, you know, they deviate a lot from the millennials and other generations. Many of our stances might be considered outdated. But there are a lot of valid points. How about something I see, the one that bothers me now with you younger parents? I could be sitting there having a conversation. You've asked me a question. I know this will make my chat room get them excited. But you've asked me a question. I'm sitting there trying to answer your question. And your child comes up and just starts talking in the middle of our conversation. And your attention turns from me to them. And now what you've done is devalued me. You've devalued the information that I'm going to give you. You really didn't want to answer the question to begin with, apparently. Right? No, come on. So I have to sit there and wait till your little child, your 4-year-old or 5-year-old, stops talking? You've not taught that child to say, excuse me, hold on, when mom or dad are speaking to another adult, you wait your turn? You wait for a natural break? We teach them. It works. Anyway, all right, I'll get off this. Sorry, I can tell everybody's all excited. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always appreciate your time with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, as I say. You know, just be part of the conversation. Make sure you have a clue. Please make sure you have a clue. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can find us at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And frankly, honestly, there's just, you know, there's so many stories out there. And, you know, this one here I get a kick out of. because this is something guys like me, you know, have talked about for eons. And some of these kids don't want to hear it. Just amazing. They just don't want to hear it. Here's a story, I guess a small group of people. The only thing that made me feel is resentment. People who grew up with lenient parents are sharing how it impacted them as adults. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with a little leniency with your children, showing them a little compassion and understanding for stuff that they're going through. But when it gets down to how you raise kids that aren't monsters, you have to teach them some discipline. You have to teach them that there are rules, because it's going to be when they're away from you, there's going to be rules. Whether it's speed limits or the fact that you can't walk out of the store. Well, I guess you can now, but it'll get back to you won't be able to walk out of the store with just merchandise that doesn't belong to you. One fellow says that I grew up with fun parents in the sense that media wasn't really censored. I didn't have a bedtime. I often stayed up late with my mom. I was even allowed to call my parents by their first names. It impacted me really positively. And it inspired who I am today and how I view the parenting. Now, one person said, I absolutely still had discipline, though my parents often taught me about discerning right from wrong, reality versus media, and the importance of getting an education. Right? And even so, he said, they forced him to go to school, even when he decided, you hear me, he decided to stay up late. He said, but I got to tell you that I'm sure not everyone's experience with lenient parents affected them the same way. So he asked people in his community who grew up with lenient parents to talk about some of the issues that they had. One person said, my parents were always the, if you want to try it, try it, but I want you to try it here at home. Be safe at home so I know what's going on. Right? You know, and you talk to these people, you find out, they never could understand that later on. It was kind of like, will you let me try this, this, and this? I liked this alcohol or whatever. So at an early age, I knew I wanted a drink. Right? One child said, my parents didn't believe in censorship, so while some of my friends and cousins had restrictions on shows they could watch, music they could listen to, and so on, my sister and I didn't. My dad even put on file at the video store that the kids could rent whatever they wanted, because he got tired of being called into the video store. Yeah, these things are just amazing. My parents never grounded me despite my getting caught shoplifting, sneaking out of the house, and throwing wild parties. I believe myself to be a successful adult. I've had the same job for 10 years. I'm close with my parents. You know, you really would have to look, when you talk to some of these people truly on the far left, the things that they believe to be okay on how to deal with not just themselves, but with life and the people around them, you know, it's not the same. It's not reality. I'm tripping over this stuff because I don't want to be in your face with it. Morgan said, my mom was very much the cool mom. And as a kid, I thought it was great. All my friends wanted to do was have sleepovers in my house, and I thought of my mom more as a friend than a parent. However, as I got older, I slowly came to realize that my mom had never really been a cool mom. She was an immature one. She was trying to live through me and my friend and sought constantly to be one of us. You know, and you see that a lot in parents today. When they put their kids in certain, I don't know, whatever it is, whether it's cheerleading or singing or dance or what have you, they see themselves in that position. Right? The one lady said, my parents had a very progressive parenting style. No bedtime, just go to bed when you're tired. There were no rules on what I could watch on TV, no matter how inappropriate it was for my age. I was never even grounded or put in time out. My parents just talked it out until I understood what I had done wrong and apologized. The only real rule in my house was growing up was that educating myself was a must. Educating myself was a must. Well, this was great until I became a teenager. She said once you hit 13, they had essentially raised a kid that was too smart for their own good, didn't respond well to authority, had no rules about where they could go, what they could do, and when. Combined with all that 90s stuff that was going on, she said, I was a real terror. If I go back in time, I wouldn't change anything because it made me who I am today. But, man, did I have problems in my younger years. See, I don't, some of these things I just don't agree with. I think they think because of the way they turned out today or where they're at today, they think it's okay today. May not have been. This is too long of a story and too much stuff in depth, but as you go through these stories, they're about 50-50 here. 50 who said they had no rules or anything, and they think they've turned out fine. They've had the same job for 10 years. They've had this. They've had that. And everything is hunky-dory and fine in their world. But is it really? How are their relationships? What are they doing? How are they doing, for that matter? You really got to see how you fit in with this world. I mean, I see making, being yourself, being an individual. Yeah, you know how that goes. Okay. Being an individual, making things happen that you've learned how to do. But it's not the fix-all. It's not the end-all. It's not the be-all. You've got to have guidelines. You've got to look at this whole, what is it, fat-shaming. Right, you're not supposed to fat shame people. So you can't push back against large people. Say being overweight is fine. Being obese is fine. It's my truth. It's okay by me. It's not. It's unhealthy. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. The House has passed a bill to reauthorize Section 702 of FISA, permitting intelligence agencies to surveil foreigners abroad. Critics argue it enables warrantless spying on Americans. An amendment mandating warrants for searching Americans' communications collected during foreign surveillance was rejected. House Republicans are split, with conservatives advocating for reforms. The bill now moves to the Senate. Several people were injured when the driver of a stolen 18-wheeler crashed into a Texas DPS office. Officials say at least 16 people received treatment in Brenham. Brenham located on a key highway that links Houston and Austin. The driver was arrested. He apparently was angry he was denied a commercial driver's license Thursday. The CEO of a Las Vegas memorabilia business is cautioning the public about scams associated with O.J. Simpson merchandise. Las Vegas memorabilia stores are inundated with requests for O.J.-related items. John Schaefer, U.S. News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I love bass lines. What can I tell you? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. A lot going on. A lot to look at. A lot to be part of. All right. You know, I can't. There's so much going on. I can't stand it. In Boston, my home city. Well, I shouldn't say it. I've been out here long enough now. No longer my home city. Place I used to live. How's that? So, ICE in Boston said that the Middlesex County Superior Court didn't honor their detainer request and released into the community without notice a highly dangerous 53-year-old Brazilian illegal alien. Now, he's been indicted on 10 counts of aggravated stealing cigarettes. Aggravated child rape in the state of Massachusetts. And again, I'm going to say, why do they hate children so much? Right? Not one count, not one alleged, I mean, no, 10 counts of aggravated child rape. Now, this Brazilian national has been charged with some horrific and disturbing crimes. That's according to an official from the ICE Boston field office. This is certainly not the type of person that we want interacting freely with the children of our neighborhoods. We'll continue to work tirelessly to arrest and remove non-citizen child sex predators from our New England communities. Yeah, I don't get this. Why? You know, I'm going to ask you guys here in Boston, Middlesex County, why do you hate kids so much? Why do you hate the country so much? How could you possibly justify letting a 53-year-old man who has assaulted, beaten, raped children. Right? Why would you do that? Are you just blanketly, without even looking, dishonoring or rejecting every detainer request? I mean, really? And you look at, you know, ICE is there trying to do their job. You got to give them credit. I don't care if they get overzealous at times. And you can't possibly wonder, really, you can't wonder how this happens. You can't sit there and give me those phony crocodile tears when you one of these kids gets killed. Right? You see one of these kids get raped. Whatever it is they're doing. And, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. Then work your legislator over verbally, not with any kind of weapon, to make sure that these people end up in jail, to make sure these people end up going back to where they came from, to make sure that ICE really has the opportunity to deal with these people. I mean, it's just maddening to think that you sit there, you truly sit there and talk about all the bad things going on, how bad the Republicans are, and yet you don't just turn a blind eye. You turn your whole back on these kids. You turn your whole back on these young people that are being assaulted. And the visual, I think the reality is, you don't care. It doesn't serve your narrative. Okay, make me nuts. It's not a long drive, so whatever. All right, so good legislation looks like it's coming forward. The Speaker Johnson unveils a voter legislation during a press conference. It's going to require the proof of U.S. citizenship be required for federal elections. It will remove non-citizens from existing voter rolls. Now, you know as well as I do, it will pass the House, but the Democrat-controlled Senate will never go for it. They'll lose too many votes. Really? So, House Speaker Mike Johnson, right? He was with former President Donald Trump. He announced the introduction of the legislation aimed at tightening the requirements. Speaker Johnson traveled to Florida on Friday for a crucial meeting with the one individual capable of saving this. Because he doesn't care. Right? He just doesn't care about it. And, when I say he doesn't care, he doesn't care what other people think in that light. He's going to do what he believes is going to strengthen and solid the country, along with, you know, the majority of Americans. I don't mean 51%. Last time I looked, it was up like 78%, 79% of Americans want voter ID. And there's no reason why you shouldn't have it. Don't tell me you can't get it. I'm not buying it. You tell me, send me joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. Go ahead and send me a copy of the letter or whatever you got or where you can't get an ID. Show me, lay out to me that where you have to go is so far away you can't make it there, you have no way of getting there. And we'll get you a ride there. How's that? Anyway. President Trump needs to cancel his meeting at Mar-a-Lago with Speaker Johnson, according to Laura Loomer. He just broke a tied vote and voted in favor of not requiring a warrant for the government to spy on Americans. Trump said, kill FISA. Mike Johnson just helped Joe Biden have an easier time spying on President Trump in 2024. And he paved the way for increased mass surveillance of Americans. I'm sorry, but it's all true. Do you shut it all down, though? Now you don't move forward at all? You stay at a stalemate? No, I don't think so. Now, in an attempt to save his career, Johnson emphasized the critical importance of upholding election integrity. He cited concerns over non-citizens influencing election outcomes due to the open border catastrophe. Right? He said states are currently prohibited from asking someone to prove they're a citizen. He highlighted the ease in which an individual can register to vote while applying for a driver's license. Because there is a national voter Registration Act of 1993, commonly known as the Motor Voter Law. If an individual only asserts or simply states that they are a citizen, they don't have to prove it. They can register that person to vote in a federal election. They're trying to stop this. See, I would have passed this first. Really. I would have told Dems, you want me to do the FISA thing? Here. Sign on this. Vote for this. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, believe it or not, the states are prohibited from asking someone to prove that they're a citizen. Ridiculous. The federal voter registration form just has a check. If you do that, you're good, right? It says, are you a citizen of the U.S.? Yes. There you go. You're in. Right? Those gun forms say the same thing. Are you a citizen of the U.S.? We only want U.S. citizens to vote in U.S. elections, but there are some Democrats who don't want to do that. They don't see that as important. We believe that one of the designs, one of the reasons for this open border, you're going to have mega voters coming in. And you watch the videos we get when they start voting. I'm telling you, watch the videos that we get. Right? Of these, the Chinese, Middle Eastern looking people, these young, just men, young men, that are going to be there voting. You watch. I start to agree. I didn't before, but I'm starting to agree with some of these people. This is all planned. It has to be. For what other reason would you be flying illegals from other countries, and this is true, it's been verified, the federal government is paying to fly these people in and releasing them in cities across the country. Why would you do that? Why would you fight against Texas and securing the border because you would allow people to come up here and then lose track of them? You will lose track of them. You know that. You can't even track $80 billion worth of equipment in the military. State of California can't track $24 billion worth of COVID money. I'm sorry, I'm just confused. What makes you think you're going to be able to do this? Emphasizing the need for legislation, Johnson announced our bill will require that every single person who registers to vote in a federal election must prove that they are an American citizen. That doesn't sound too hard, right? Joe Mattini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Oh, my God. Joe, I'm sitting in your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, being part of the conversation, seriously, being part of the solution. And you do that, and we do that, and I do that. When you get engaged, when you get involved, when you truly and honestly understand what's happening. I know many of you, you send me emails and stuff, and I know many of you do want to get involved. You do want to be part of the solution. I get that. But I need you to truly be part of the solution. Not just wanting to be it. You need to be part, which means you got to engage. If you don't want to engage, I got nothing. So get informed. Ask for help. You got plenty of people around you that know this stuff. You know, they know about politics. They know about they know about history. They know about government. They know what your rights are. You need to reach out. Get people around you that you can trust, that care about you, that don't want to see you make the same mistakes they did, maybe. I don't know. All right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's going on. We've got so much happening at the border. You guys keep saying, stop sending me stuff. Give me a break here for a minute. But you've got so much stuff happening just at the border. Right? You've got, what was it, Texas? People coming over the border in Texas now have been moving over towards California. They're coming up to the California, but you're not listening. Right? You're not listening to what's going on or paying attention or checking out on your own as to what's going on the border. They're not telling you the truth as to how many are coming over. They have no way, think about this, they have no way of tracking them. Almost impossible. And until they decide to take this seriously, which I don't think they want. I don't think they want to take this serious for a second. Just my own personal opinion, obviously. And until they do, you got to protect yourself. You protect yourself, you protect your kids, you protect your possessions, your property. You know, the Texas landowners have been going through this for years. And then all of a sudden, when it starts hitting the inner cities, when it starts hitting places away from the border, now it's a problem. Anyway, I don't want to beat that to death. The new data reveals that voters are shifting to this major political party ahead of 2024. Now, I've said forever, I'm not really interested in them switching to the Republican Party. I'm really not. Right? I'm interested in them getting out of the party that keeps holding them down and keeps oppressing them. That's what I'm interested in. A new Wall Street Journal poll, which we all know isn't American. I mean, isn't right-wing. 40th slip. They claim in their last few surveys that support for Biden, black men's support for Biden, is slipping tremendously. Now, America is split on party affiliations, seeing one of the most evenly split electorates in the past two decades. A Pew Research Center decided to run, they did these analyses years ago. They stopped doing them. They've now restarted them, and they examined voter identification across different ages, races, religions, education levels. They compare how voters identified 1996 to new data from 2023. You ready for this? 51% of Americans said they identified with the Republican Party in 1994, while 47% said they identified as Democrats. That's back in 94, for clarity, because I went too fast with you. The tables turned over the years, with 5% more of American voters identifying as Democrat over Republicans in 2020. However, the results from 2023, they reveal another significant shift in party affiliation this cycle, reporting that 49% of voters identify as Democrat or leaning Democrat, while 48% identify as Republican or leaning Republican. Additionally, about 33% of the respondents said they identify as being conservative or moderate, while the other side of the aisle only sees 23% identifying as liberal Democrat or leaning liberal. I mean, look, this is why. Get away from the party designations when you're talking to people and stick with values, family values, conservative values, right? That kind of thing. Now, the poll found that Democrats remain the party of choice for most Hispanic, Black, and Asian voters. Party support among non-Hispanic white Democrat voters dropped 21%, right, since 1996. Recent polls have found that despite their advantage, Democrat support among minority voters is shrinking, and it's shrinking quickly. A recent Gallup poll found that 19% of black adults said that they identify and lean Republican or Republican, while 66% identify as Democrat or lean Democrat. This is the smallest that Gallup has recorded. Now, I don't buy those numbers, by the way. No, I really don't. When you look at how many now, I would love to ask the question or add to the question, do you vote Republican? Have you voted Republican? Republican, have you voted Democrat? Right? I mean, seriously, hold their feet to the fire. I mean, hold their feet to the fire. So you're a Democrat, but do you vote only Democrat? Do you vote only Republican? I would love to know. I know many Democrats that really have voted majority Republican in the last three or four election cycles. Now, among different age groups, Democrats maintain their advantage among young voters, always. It's always been like that. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. Republicans have gained ground among Hispanic voters. Right? They've tripled their base with Hispanic voters. Hispanic voters are starting to see now that we share the same values. We're on the same page. We're not trying to hurt your kids. I believe they're getting it. You can see it by the changing. Now, rural voters are shifting big time towards the GOP. The poll now shows that the Republicans hold a 25-point advantage over the Democrats, even though the parties were pretty much evenly split in 2008. So the Republicans have gained a lot of ground. But I think part of this is misinformation. Who believes what? Who does what? Which you see in the news. As they paint the Republican Party, they never repaint. You ever notice that the MSNBC, ABC, DFG, they never paint the Democrat Party in any kind of negative light? At all. And it's because, it's their base. It's who they're beholden to. And the Republicans will never be painted in a positive light. Look how long it took the mainstream press to even mention, discuss, talk about the problem at the border. They totally ignored it for quite some time. Now, this is the first time, according to Pew Research and their analysis, or analysts, that you're going to have a potential shift in the political landscape in this election cycle. Now, they've always done their stuff by phone, so I don't know how they ask the questions, what the follow-up, if any, question is asked. But I've told you guys this before. Our founding fathers were very concerned about parties. You can see now why. I mean, I hope you can see now why. Yeah. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, get involved. Get engaged. Hit up on the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's a lot going on there. Can I do this now? Do I have the time? Maybe. Dr. Phil has decided to slam this whole DEI thing. And it's, frankly, forget it. I can't do it. It's about time. He clashed with diversity, equity, and inclusion advocate, rejecting her advocacy of equality of outcome. He called it flat-out Marxism. So apparently he got a bunch of experts together to talk about DEI in America and the American culture. And guests included two black men, Pastor James Ward Jr. and York College of PA Professor Eric Smith, and one white woman. You're gonna have to hit the website for this. I'm gonna run out of time, but it's really important. You have to see how he tears them apart, line by line by line, and pretty much leaves them speechless. We take this stuff from professors. We take this stuff from educated people as gospel truth. We don't have to. You need to check it out on your own. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Once you're back here with me on Monday.